Hi there and welcome. I'm Rabbi Nachum Eth with the Las Vegas Kollel. In Klal Aleph, the first section of the laws of Lashon Hara, the Chafetz Chaim has told us that every single time we speak Lashon Hara, we violate the Torah's transgression, we violate that prohibition of Lo Seilech Rachel Ba'amecha, there shall not be a gossip mongerer amongst your nation. Every time we speak Lashon Hara, we violate that transgression. The Chafetz Chaim in his second paragraph points out something that he's discussed in his introduction, that aside from that transgression, when we speak Lashon Hara, there are many other potential prohibitions that we violate. If you recall in his psicha, in his introductory section, he tells us there are 17 potential negative transgressions that a person can violate when they speak Lashon Hara, depending on the environment and the circumstances. There are 14 mitzvahs aseh, there are 14 potential positive mitzvahs that a person will violate in different scenarios, again, depending on the circumstance when a person speaks Lashon Hara. And there are 3 to 4 arurin, 3 to 4 curses that a person might get, again, depending on the situation, when we speak Lashon Hara, God forbid. And as we've discussed in the past, when we went through that introductory section, the reason why the Chafetz Chaim highlighted those transgressions and those mitzvahs that we violate are, number one, we should just be aware of them. We do need to be aware of the situations that we're in, that we might be violating these requirements and these mitzvahs. But on a deeper level, it should reinforce to us just how serious the transgression, the sin of Lashon Hara is. 17 negative prohibitions, 14 positive prohibitions. When we speak Lashon Hara, there are so many values and ideals and mitzvahs in the Torah that we might violate. This should be a highlight. This should reinforce to us the magnitude, just how serious Lashon Hara is, just how much God wants us to distance ourselves from speaking negatively about one another.